The Poorly Made Police podcast is for entertainment purposes only. This podcast has explicit content and is meant for a mature audience. The views expressed on this poorly made podcast reflect the opinions of the guest and host. They do not reflect the opinion of any department or entity. Nothing on this poorly made podcast should be construed as legal or marital advice. If something offends you, I kindly invite you to lighten the fuck up. If you want to support this very poorly made podcast, click the link at the end of the description and become a monthly sponsor of the podcast. Or buy yourself some nice poorly made police memes merch. Not only does it look good on you, it's also a favorite of wives, exes, children, nurses, nuns, IA investigators, defense attorneys, and the chief. And of course, take care of the fine sponsors of this podcast. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the orgasmic sound of a Crown Vic. Oh, hey there. Welcome to another fun, exciting edition of the Very Poorly Made Police Podcast. I'm your host, Lenny. How the fuck are you guys? This episode, I have a trooper turned deputy who also had a very interesting job prior to the job. We'll talk about that later. But first, before we get into the podcast, I got to give big awesome thanks to our good friends over at officerprivacy.com. They remove you from all these people search sites that unfortunately all of us are on. And it's not good. You know, I'm a pretty private guy. You guys know that. I fucking use weird names and all that good stuff. And I've, you know, not said anything about where I worked and for what, the last 5 years now. The privacy thing was a big issue to me when I was still on the job. And I remember getting an email from our intel guys saying, hey, just so you know, all your information's out on these people search sites. So this was prior to, you know, all the crazy stuff that was going on in 2020. I went and tried to take my name off these people search sites by myself. It was a train wreck. And so I always had that kind of in the back of my head. And then when all this crazy stuff happened, then you start hearing about protesters at people's houses. We've talked about that on the podcast. Obviously, you know, you have other situations where you arrest a really bad dude. He looks up your information, starts causing problems at your house. That's happened. It's a problem. Officer Privacy takes care of that for you. They have a do-it-yourself option where they give you the tools and the know-how how to remove yourself. Or what I do, because, again, I'm lazy. I don't want to do the work. I sign up for the premium service. Their team takes care of all of that for me. In addition to that, they've been longtime supporters of this podcast. So go check them out, officerprivacy.com. All right, we're going to play a little music from Seth Mills. And just to tease a little bit, Seth, if everything goes to plan, will be on the podcast in a couple weeks to tell his story. So here's little Seth Mills, and we'll be right back with my good buddy, the Duper.
Rolling fast, burning up this road. I can hear those 33s humming down below. Remember back, roll the radio down for me. When we were Jack and Diane in this modern world, my hands between your knees. Hey girl, you tore my heart in two. Sometimes I wake up late at night, 'cause I'm still missing you. Hey girl, we used to sing our favorite songs. Yeah, we'd hike on down.
Oh, hey there. Welcome to another edition of the Very Poorly Made Police Podcast, coming to us all the way from a place I'm not going to tell you. You'll have to figure it out on your own. I've got the one, the only Duper. How are you, bud?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I am just living a motherfucking dream. I just wish that spring would fucking just be here. I'm tired of the here in the Midwest. I'm just fucking bitching. I'm just yelling at the sky to start this thing. It's spring. Like, it is springtime, but it fucking snowed today. I got no fucking time for that. I'm done with that shit.
Yeah, it's the same over here. I mean, shit, it was 70 last week, and it's was 43 days ago, and now it's been like low 60s,
That's not
and
bad.
it's yeah, but it just bounces around.
That's not bad though. I could deal with some low
I like the
60s
cold
right
though.
now.
I like the cold though.
Well, here's the thing I don't like, and this is old man talk right here. This is how we're fucking starting this shit. It was old man talk. The fucking wind. I can deal with like 45, 50, 30. Okay. The wind is where things begin to be a little bit of a problem. And like, for example, Monday, later on this week, which this is fucking a month old at this point. We're a little ahead on it's what is it, March 23rd? So about a month ahead right now. And I'm like, oh sweet, it's gonna be 65. Fucking winds 40 miles an hour all day. Fuck me.
That's
Miserable.
miserable.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. Enough about me and my old man problems. What about you, Duper? What are you having to drink tonight?
I had a couple Modelos earlier, and I'm working on water because I'm old and don't
Health.
like headaches in the morning.
I still have some I have some Jameson down here from the St. Patrick's Day episode, and I fucking love Jameson. And I'm a man, so I'm gonna have some fucking Jameson.
I'll tell you what, Jameson mixed with lemonade, I call it a poor man's whiskey sour.
Oh, that could be pretty good. I don't know. Like, I know whiskey for dudes is like a big thing. Like, guys get kind of all up in arms about like their favorite whiskeys, and in fact, people collect bottles and all kinds of weird shit. Like, it's like elder millennials and Gen X's version of Pokemon cards. They're just gonna fucking, they gotta get them all. They gotta collect all the whiskeys. And
See, I like a nice cool bottle. I will buy a bottle of liquor just because of the damn bottle.
hey, I'm telling you, I picked some liquor based on bright, pretty colors and a cool bottle. I'm not saying I'm any better than that, but you know who I'm talking about, right? There's that whole
Yeah.
like, there's a
Blanton's is
lot of
best.
guys. I actually have some Blanton's down here, and I
It's
feel
good.
guilty drinking it. I feel guilty drinking it because I'm like, I'm a piece of shit, and this is too good for me. Like, I need some bottom shelf whiskey.
Well, see, back in what was it like 8, 9 years ago, Blanton's was like $50 a bottle.
Really? What
At
so
least down here it was.
what sprung up its popularity? Like somebody's like, "Hey, this shit's good." And they're like, "Well, we're gonna fucking charge more for it."
I think it is the whole Kentucky Derby thing promoted it. That's the only thing
That
that
could
makes
be.
sense to me.
That could be.
That could just
So
be, completely wrong too.
we'll just fuck it. Hey, this is the day and age where people can just make anything up and say it on a giant platform. Not looking at me. Fuck it. Say whatever you want. It's fine. So Duper here is he kind of has a unique perspective on law enforcement. You could we'll tease the name Duper. Like, I'm sure you can figure it out, hopefully. Maybe not. But before we get into all of that, are you listening to fucking taps in the back? Oh, you are.
Well, I'm post right now, let's put it that way.
I may have
Mom.
heard taps, anyway. So anyway, there's taps, by the way. That's pretty good. I'm proud of myself for hearing that. I was like, I know that note. I know that note. That's a
Shit,
band
I'm
geek for
deaf.
you.
I can't believe you. I didn't realize it was going on until after you damn said it.
I lost my whole train of thought. I got distracted. Okay, poorly made. Okay, moving on from taps. Let's learn a little bit about you, though. Why did you get into law enforcement?
I got into law enforcement way back when, or well, I wanted to get law enforcement way early in life, but opportunity didn't present because where I live, you just had to have, you had to know somebody and or prior experience, which a lot of the agencies didn't offer, guys off the street. So that, and I was too young to start out with. Decided to join the military, did the military thing for a while, got out of active duty, joined the guard, worked for the railroad for a bit, and then went to an agency that only deals with traffic.
Now, you said you worked for the railroad for a little bit. Did you work in Laverne, Tennessee? Heyo!
I did
I'll be
not.
here all
I
night.
did
I'll be
not.
here all
Never
night.
touched
Oh,
Tennessee
tip your waitress. So
though.
you went to a state agency that is big on traffic. How long did you do that for? Ish.
Just over 3 years. Just over 3 years.
Okay. And you've since moved on in what are you doing now?
Well, now I'm a deputy.
Did you figure out the
So,
name yet? You got to figure out the name? It was a good one, right? Tommy
yeah.
Gold.
Somebody's
So
not gonna figure. Somebody's not gonna figure it
somebody
out.
still doesn't know. Somebody's like, oh, I don't. Did I miss something? They're going to go back and rewind and be like, God, I don't know. I missed the joke. So Duper here is a man of lists. And we all know how I feel about lists. I'm a big fan of them. So we're going to work through his list. I feel like there
It's
may be some ranting and raving related to that. And then
there might be a
we're going
rant.
to, there could be some rants. Then there will be a, we're going to try something new. It's going to be a version of Poorly Made Police News. And then after that, of course, the dumb, dumb questions that you've all come to know and love. Let's fucking hit your list, which if I was a true professional, I would have it pulled up. But I don't because I'm terrible
Is
at my
awesome.
fake job.
It is also in a random ass order too, so it's just
Well,
kind of
that's
there. So
okay.
you pick and choose.
Pick and choose. Well, you know what? I'm all about just going straight fucking down in order. So we're gonna fucking do that. Okay.
All right.
The first thing on your list is shit admin with a touch of nepotism. Tell us.
Yeah.
Tell
So,
us.
shit admin is shit admin everywhere. The in my situation, there was blame getting thrown around places that it didn't need to go. Supervisors that just would fly off the handle because it didn't make them look good. It just, and not to mention, out of those supervisors, two would gloat that the only reason they got the position they're at is because of a certain family. And the good old boy system is alive and well in this agency that I recently just left. And that is one of the things that I absolutely cannot stand is that good old boy system. It's just shit all around. It gets good, it runs off good workers, runs off good people in general, and then just it ends up putting a bad name on the agency. That's the way I feel about it, anyways.
You know,
At all.
I when I talk to you, like, you know, and we've talked for a little bit, the state agency is usually like kind, not always, but I feel like it's a lot of times like the cream of the crop, and like people tend to stay at the state agencies because generally, and again, not always, this isn't an all-inclusive thing, but generally the benefits are good, a good state pension, lots of good things associated with working for the state. And I felt like it was probably a lot of bullshit for you to be like, I'm done, and to move, you know, honest to a smaller agency.
Yeah, well, yes and no, because the agency I moved to is actually bigger than that state agency. But
Ah, we'll go from there.
the only reason why that state agency is not any bigger, and I may have just started an exodus of people, is how poorly ran it is and poorly managed. I mean, you got an agency that's so top heavy with brass. It outnumbers actual road guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. How the fuck does that even happen?
It's that good old boy system. You can't fire them, so you promote them out of the out, off the road so they don't get complaints. Put them in obscure job titles where they don't have to do anything.
Amazing. You know, here's something I'll say for government work is it's fucking inefficient, right? And this, like, I don't want to be like turn this into a political thing, right? But I have this story, and I know this is kind of a piss poor example of it, but my agency, we got like they updated the briefing room, right?
Right.
And they told us how much it costs, and it was this exuberant amount of money. And I'm like, you put a couple new fucking desks in here. Like, how did it cost this much money? And they did a bunch of shit we didn't need. It's like, we don't need any of this stuff. Like, the tables we had before were fine. But if you wanted to get new tables that matched, okay, fine. But the government, and here's the thing, government is people, right? But when you don't really have, like, yes, you have the taxpayers to answer to, but it's not like running any other business. Like, I run a business, right? If my shit is shit, no one's gonna buy it. No one's gonna, no one's gonna go to the memes. No one's gonna listen to the podcast. No, like, I can't just exist for the sake of existing. Police departments, as being part of the government, they exist because they have to exist. But I feel like the people in the leadership positions of departments don't have the best interest of the taxpayers in mind. And, we'll spend money on dumb things and not what we actually need, training or whatever, and keep people that don't need to be kept, or don't keep people that need to be kept. Like, how many good cops have walked from agencies with no effort to try and remedy the situation? Because that saves taxpayer money, right? Now you got to hire and train a new fucking guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at the place I just left when I got called into the office because I didn't tell them I was leaving, and the agency that I went to knows about the bullshit at this agency. And somehow I didn't tell anybody but a single close friend who I know didn't tell anybody. And it went tits up. I mean, I got called in the office, had a talking to, why are you leaving? You owe the patrol this and whatnot. And it's just like, my thing is an agency should be happy, especially at this day and age. And because I came in, during COVID when, everybody decided to walk off the job. And I was like, well, I want to do policing, so there's fucking opening somewhere. And yeah, I mean, I loved where I worked, but I hated the politics of it, and you got drug into it no matter what, because it was you're gonna be the one that got picked on at some point in time and just rode till you're dry.
Now, the politics of it, can you kind of dive into that a little bit more? What you mean by that? Without,
Well,
obviously, without doxing you.
yeah, it's kind of hard to be, because it's very specific. It is a very numbers-driven agency. But where I worked was had a lot of collisions, and I spent more time as a damn insurance adjuster with a gun than a cop. And I mean, I'm nosy. That's another reason why I became a cop. It's because I'm nosy as shit. So when it would come to night shift, I would get into stuff, find some drugs, get a couple of guns, get a, drunk that runs, chase him down, lock him up, have a grand old time. And then the amount of paperwork, the unnecessary paperwork that came with it. Why do I have to do four reports on the same thing?
Now, is that specific to your old agency, or is that a statewide?
I think that was specific to the agency.
Because you're not
Because where
having
I'm
those
at now,
problems now.
oh no, it's one report and a check in the box. I mean, I'm pretty sure if I were to put on my hat at some point in time, it'd be a use of force. But
There's always that, like, age-old thing where police departments get made fun of for, like, oh, well, that's the way we've always done it. And I feel like anytime, here's another good example is laterals at my old agency. They always would say, hey, we value laterals input. And there was a guy that lateraled from Phoenix, and they said, that what was told to all the laterals was like, hey, we want to get better as an agency. We're okay with taking ideas from other agencies. But what would happen is like this guy would be like, "Hey, so back in Phoenix, this is how we'd handle this call." And guys will say, "Well, you're not in Phoenix anymore. That's not the way we do it." Which is like,
Yeah.
fuck, you know, like that.
It's counterintuitive.
It is very counterintuitive. Now, I think there are some things that obviously, you know, the Phoenix way wouldn't be appropriate at my old agency, but it's, I don't think there's a, like it necessarily, and I've made memes making fun of that both ways. There's a balance to that, obviously, of course, but I feel like if you would ever go up, and I felt like there were times where, you know, you go up about something like that, some kind of paperwork thing, it's like, "Hey, this is repetitive. Like we're doing this same thing twice." They say, "Well, that's just the way we do it." And
Well,
that's the end of it. And again, it goes to this government efficiency thing. They don't care if you're efficient because they don't have anybody to answer to.
that and where I came from had no way of tracking what you did unless you did those four reports, because each report went to a different box. They couldn't just pull one report and, do this, that, and the other, but they can tell you how many days that you worked and how many recs you worked. And, but, somehow the math still didn't math. Oh, you got a raise. Oh, you need to do more and everything else. The complete you cook it, you fry it thing, which I'm good with, but at least give me time to actually fry it and not send me out to go catch some more shit.
So I gotta be honest, as I'm looking through your list here, I probably should have started with this one. So I'm gonna do this one now. So I'm gonna go a little out of order, and we'll get back to the order. But
Okay.
the switch from civilian to LEO life, what do you gotta say about that?
So, it's actually, I went through multiple switches because I came out of active duty military, not knowing what the hell to do. I had a bunch of terminal leave, used it all up. Then had a hard time finding a job. Not really a hard time, just really wasn't looking that hard, but I wanted to find something quick to get into. So I worked in a manufacturing plant for about 6 months and hated that fucking schedule. It's what they called a 13-5 schedule. Well, you work 13 days, you're off one day, and you work 5 days and you're off two. And then it starts over. So you got 3 days off a
What
month.
the
Yeah,
fuck?
it was fucking miserable.
How long are the
But
shifts?
8 hour shifts, but still, fact of the matter
That's
is you're
fuck.
working
That's
13.
awful, dude. Yeah, that is fucking
Yeah.
awful.
So I lasted about 6 months there. Got hired on with the railroad. It was a class one railroad. Did the conductor thing. Worked on call 24/7 for 5 years. Saw the writing on the wall when they started doing some weird shit and cutting jobs left and right. And I was next on the furlough list. And so I went ahead and started applying at law enforcement agencies.
What did you do on the
And
railroad,
I
if
was a
you're allowed to?
conductor.
Okay.
Yep.
A, that sounds fucking awesome. Was it awesome or is it boring?
It was awesome for a little bit. It gets really repetitive. You see the same miles of track. You see the same track. And now, granted, the homeless that you encounter is completely different than in law enforcement, because you encounter a lot of fucking homeless.
All right, we are officially on a side quest because I had a guy recently, shit, not that long ago, bring that up on a podcast. Like, yeah, talk to the train conductors, the bums on the trains. It's like a whole different animal. Tell us about that.
Okay, so yeah, the railroad is a great job for a single man, but not a man with a family. Long hours, you're away from home a lot, but digress. So the homeless, one of the first, I was training as a little cub conductor trainee, and we're going down this line of rail, and we're coming across this. It's a wide trestle, and there's a fucking homeless orgy on the side of the rail, on the side of the tracks,
Dirty Mike and
and
the Boys.
well, it was all dudes, and it was fucking weird.
Yay.
And Yeah, and then there's just some weird shit that you see. We have this one, like, fucking love that thing. We had this one very. So here's the story on this. There is this fellow in this area that, if you saw him, it was a good luck charm, but it was one of those things that you never wanted to see. Like, you knew you're going to have a good day. You're going to, get home in 5 hours and be done with your shift kind of deal. Right. So this gentleman was probably 6'7". He was a African American, but would wear women's lingerie and had the fucking largest hog you would ever see. And always had this fucking umbrella. It would be like a lace umbrella, like he's doing some sort of burlesque show. But he wouldn't do anything. He'd just stand there in boots and lingerie with his dick hanging out. So he was like Sasquatch. We'll just name him Sasquatch.
Okay.
And, but you, it's just weird shit that you would see like that. And then, as far as like the homeless on the trains themselves that would jump on, like I had one that jumped on from Jacksonville, Florida. And where I'm at was way north of Jacksonville. This dude, apparently, I don't know how he did it, because in a pig car, you have the five articulated cars and this the double boxes that they put on tractor trailers, right? Well, this guy, well, there's no bottom in it except for like three I-beams. Somehow this guy was in one, and I was tying a handbrake, and he popped up out of fucking nowhere asking where he was at. Mind you, it's the middle of January. It's fucking snowing where I'm at. And he's wearing like pajama pants and a t-shirt. Asked me where he was at. Scared the ever living fuck out of me. And I told him just to, I told him I'm not telling you to do this, but I'm not going to say anything if you do. But that train's going back south. And he jumped back on and went back south. So, I mean, where I was at.
What's the relationship with the bums though? Because I was told it kind of depend on the homeless. Like some of them were cool and would kind of look after things, but then some of them kind of caused problems. Like what was your stance? Like, did you care if they rode on the rails or?
If they hunkered down and weren't seen, I really didn't give a shit. But as far as it all depends. If you were working a yard job, you'd have the ones that cause problems, and then you had the ones that just like mosey through. But most of the time, I was on the road, so I didn't experience a whole lot of that. I did Spartan kick one once because came at me with a fucking broken bottle. That was it.
Interesting. I was kind of surprised that you were talking about the railway, furloughs and stuff. I for some reason I had in my mind that that was a pretty safe job, but maybe not these days.
Oh no, the railroad's a fucking terrible place for management. That is the worst management. Like, because they print their own money and they hire you to fire you. And when I say that is because it's a union job. So you get fired, you're off for a year, the labor board puts you back on, and then you continue on. But I mean, it's also a dangerous fucking job. I mean, I knew a couple conductors on the adjacent railroad that one ran over himself with a remote control locomotive on accident.
Oof.
He didn't do his safety checks and leaned down, hit the button, and ran over himself. So, I mean, you'd have conductors get squished, and then reason why I left. The main reason why I left is the new guys that they were hiring, because my training was a year long. Because you had to know everything about the railroad in your territory. You had to know how to properly brake test. And I mean, it's a federal job. You get a federal certification. And if you fuck up, you can kill a lot of people. They're roping bombs, half of them. So, I mean, it's one of those things. Somebody runs a stop signal, you're going head on with another train.
Well, we've all seen those fucking crazy videos with like explosions and shit from, the wild shit on, trains are fucking carrying all kinds of crazy shit, fuel, you said bombs.
Ethyl
Not
methyl
good.
bad stuff. I mean,
Yeah.
hell, one of the trains I was on was carrying nuclear rods. So, I mean, there's some stuff that just cannot be transported other than by rail out there. And it's an easy job as long as you can just keep your head down and stay out of the politics. And if you're single, because it causes a lot of problems in the marriage.
All right, so we got off track with the train conducting. I found that interesting.
Oh yeah, I mean there's a lot of interesting shit that goes along with it, but
So you doing the train stuff, kind of felt that was going to end and things weren't going right there. So then you were going towards law enforcement, right?
and like I said, I've always wanted to be in law enforcement. I mean, I grew up with cops as role models in my life for years. Friends of mine, coaches, shit, I did when I got out of high school. I was playing a men's league sport, which I'm not gonna get into that because that one might dox me. But half of them were cops, and it piqued my interest. And what's not to like about driving fast, shooting guns, and fighting crackheads?
Fuck yeah. All right, we're gonna take a quick break and be right back to the podcast. Oh, hey there, it's just me. Just got a couple quick things for you guys. Wanted to remind you in the podcast description and on the meme page, I got a link tree that has all your favorite poorly made stuff. You can get to the Ghost Patch stuff that we do together. You can also get the Flex Shield by Ghost Patch. Got our friends Officer Privacy, Fit Responder, Frontline Optics, Revelations Training. And then, of course, a link to my merch. So make sure you guys are checking that out for everything poorly made. And one last thing before I let you get back to the podcast. The very last thing you see on every single podcast is a link. That's how you become a monthly donor slash sponsor to the podcast. You can do that if you love the podcast and you want to help a fella out. Or if you just feel sorry for me, go ahead and click that link to be a monthly donor. Now, back to the podcast. So I think we got a little off track, but you wanted to talk about a little bit from that civilian mindset to the LEO mindset, and you're kind of one of the guys I like, ha, gay. But I mean in a sense that you had life experience, had done some different things before you jumped into law enforcement. So what were the big things you noticed, like a change, from civilian life to LEO life?
So the big thing is that I noticed was just it's one the pay difference. That took a minute to get used to because I was used to making, almost 90,000 a year to making 32,000. So that was a big jump. And the pay got a lot better, by the way. But it's the minute things, the things that you don't look at normally. Like you see people that are fucking horrible drivers, but where I worked at patrol, you saw the worst of the worst. You didn't see just, a dipshit run into the back of somebody. You saw, a car flipping through a tree, front bumpers touch, people becoming one with the car, a girl get decapitated because she's texting and driving. Granted, I had seen all that from the railroad because we've run over a lot of people, which is an astronomical amount, by the way.
I'm
It's
trying not to
crazy.
laugh, but it just kind of cracks me up. Like, people are so fucking dumb around rail, and I don't understand why.
Well, people think trains are loud, but they're actually very fucking quiet when they're not at a crossing.
Really?
And yeah, when you're going down a section of rail, the only time it's loud is after the first seven cars pass you.
Really?
Yeah, because you
I
do
still think
all.
it's hard to get hit by a train. I do still think it's hard to get hit by a train. Don't fuck around on
Only,
tracks.
yeah, don't fuck around on tracks. Yeah, stay away from them. And don't be next to the tracks either. Like, back up a few feet because wide loads and shit.
Sometimes they are transporting Toby's mom.
but
Got you good, you fucker.
but yeah, the it's just there's just a lot of subtle differences what you look out for I mean, I stayed a little hyper vigilant from out of the military. So I didn't have, it wasn't that big of a change, but for people that come from a civilian job to law enforcement, you start looking up at stuff instead of straight ahead and down. You're more cautious about who you hang out with. You cut ties with some people because you're just like, hey, this guy might get me in trouble and I'll end up losing my life. Not, unaliving yourself or anything like that, but, not being
I don't
able to
know. We've all
provide.
had a few friends that were like, this guy's fucking really stupid. He's going to unalive us. I don't want to drive around with him anymore.
Exactly. But, you look at, you take a more finer tooth comb.
Okay, so I'm looking at the second thing on your list, and now I'm confused because I'm like, oh, what are we going to talk about, like railroading, like actually railroading, or like being railroaded by your department? Because I didn't know you did the train thing. So, surprise me. Did we already talk about it, or do you got more railroad stuff to talk about?
Well, no, that's pretty much it, actual railroad
Fuck.
shit.
That's fucking funny. I had no idea. And I was like, oh, he's
but
going to talk about getting fucked by the brass. And then here we are talking about trains. The
I mean,
autism. That makes my autism happy. So.
I mean, I did kind of get fucked, but it's one of those ones that's still pretty fresh, and if people listen, they'll know. So we kind of keep that one out. Maybe after we're done recording, I'll tell you about it, because
So,
that one's near and dear to my heart, and I am very bitter about
I know about being bitter. You're safe here.
that.
So I think where we'll jump to the next thing on your list is how patrol treats people.
So you either stop every car and that you come across and give 19 tickets and stack people, and then you're a golden boy. Or if you're like me, who, stops a car primarily just to get in it to see if they got anything drug wise, you are kind of like a bastard child. I wrote a lot of warnings. I also wrote a lot of tickets, but when I wrote tickets, you kind of fucking deserved it. I mean, if you're doing quadruple the speed limit, yeah, you're getting it. You're doing 80 miles an hour and 25. Yeah, you're gonna tote that heavy fine. But my thing was is getting drunks off the road, drunks, guns, and drugs. That's what I enjoy doing. But where I worked is just couldn't get to the drunks until after they wrecked. So, and that, I mean, where I was working, it's one of the busiest places in the state, and you got two troopers working at night, maybe, and you just can't do it. I mean, there would be nights that I'd put 12, 14 wrecks on paper, which makes for a long fucking night.
I bet you got super fucking fast at them, though.
Simple, bump, fender bender, I could be done in 10 minutes with the entire report. They have the reports and whoever was at fault holding another piece of paper.
I fucking hate wrecked.
Oh, I
I
do too.
could never be a fucking trooper.
I fucking hated working them as well. But I'm also the type that if I see calls holding on the damn CAD, I'm gonna fucking go to them because I hate seeing calls holding, and that ends up hurting the, somebody's sitting there waiting for somebody to work this wreck for 6, 7 hours. You kind of get a bad, you want to get there timely so you can kind of make a difference a little bit on somebody's outlook. That was my idea. Now, granted, some of the shit that I went to was fucking stupid and not worth the fucking 45-minute drive to get there. But, you have that and on the, deputy side as well. So it's a completely different ball game over there, and they treat you, God forbid you get an unmarked car, you would it comes with the tax of do triple the amount of work for the same pay. So, I mean, I never got an unmarked, nor did I want an unmarked, but it was just one of those things that I just, it didn't sit right with me of, writing grandma that's 90 years old 17 tickets because, she forgot her insurance card or her registration's been out of date for a month. You know what I mean?
It sounds like you were kind of doomed from the start. You were wearing the wrong hat.
I was. Well, I think what my issue was is when I decided to go into law enforcement, I put in for fucking everywhere. I'm talking three states worth of resumes. The agency I went to called me back 12 hours after I put in my resume. Should have been a red flag. But, we live and learn.
You know, that is a thing. Trust me, kids. Sometimes you make the wrong call, and sometimes, unfortunately, things are too good to be true. Like when you go to the casino and you think you're gonna go and win and you don't, because that's never happened to me. Unrelated to my gambling addiction, what? So you got two kind of related things on your list here. We'll start with being a trooper and then going to the county. How has the adjustment been?
It's been actually very good to me because, I mean, I already had the, I guess you'd say, the deputy mentality of things. Because I, like I said, I hated
So
running
you're fucking
traffic.
your cousin?
No, not
Got
like
him.
that. Hey, I'm not in Alabama at least. But it's just the transition's been nice because, one, the uniform's a hell of a lot more comfortable. Two, I don't get bitched at for making drug cases and getting guns. So that's nice. Because
What it so
at patrol, if you made a criminal charge other than DUI or hit and run, you were getting a dick slap of no, don't do that.
that's so weird to me.
It's
Why did
definitely a fucking weird.
you know, and I guess I don't want to say I'm playing devil's advocate. Because I'm not like I don't agree with it because things are just what they are. If it's criminal, it's criminal. If it's traffic, it's traffic. Who gives a fuck? I guess, this that agency, the State Patrol, fucking that's their bread and butter, is they're worried about traffic shit. And it's weird to me that they would get weird about guys making cases because at the end of the day, it's all about enforcing laws, right?
Yeah. And that was the one thing that blew my damn mind. I went to a call, ended up being like a rolling domestic. Well, I ended up ha handling it. And then I got yelled at for handling it, saying that I should have handed it off to the county. Well, one, it was freshly just occurred because the fucking dude just left and this chick had, swollen eye, fucking handprint marks still around the neck. She had defensive wounds on her arms. I mean, it was a clear-cut case. I knew who he was. I got pictures of it. I had video of it because it happened on a toll booth. And I went and made charges, and I got bitched at for it. I
So
mean,
now that you're on patrol as a deputy, and this is kind of the next thing on your list here, basically traffic versus criminal. Oh no, I fucking read this wrong, but I'm gonna fucking ask you anyway. Traffic, now that you is has your mindset changed at all as far as like what you're looking for, or is it all basically the same?
it's all basically the same, but I mean, it's more so that I actually get to go more towards the criminal side of things. I actually get to go towards those, drug houses, try to get that dealer. Whereas you drive by it, as a, round hat wearing fellow, and get bitched at if you stayed stagnant too long at that known address. So, I mean, where I'm at now, they don't care what you do as long as you answer your calls. And I fucking love it. I can be as proactive as I want, or I can be as reactive. As long as I go to my calls, it doesn't matter. Which is nice. And they actually like people making cases. And not to mention where I was at before, that agency is a stump. There's nowhere to go. You're either going to be on the road or a supervisor of the road. And that's it.
It sounds like you're liking the deputy life a lot more.
Yes, I love the deputy life. I wish I would have got there first.
So I guess what I like, my kind of whole take on your situation, I think there's, and I'm not like sticking up for your old agency at all, because look, man, shit is what it is. Like, if you get fucking, you get stuck with something, you get stuck with something. It is what it is. Like, I would say, though, some people are just more apt for that trooper life. They like running traffic, they like doing the traffic stuff, and that's their thing. I mean, I always thought it was insane. Like, I had buddies go to the traffic unit on my department, and they're like, "Dude, Lenny, this is fucking great unit. It's the best secret in the department." And I was like, "Fuck that. That looks like the fucking worst fucking thing on the department. All you do is fucking go to Rex. Eat my ass. I do not want to fucking go to that." But some people like that. And I think that's one of those things in law enforcement. Like, I always wanted to be a beat cop. That's the only thing I ever see myself as, is being a beat cop. There's guys that are really into dope. There's guys that are, want to be detectives. There's guys that want to be traffic. I think it's hard being new, because sometimes you don't know, and then you find that you really like something a lot. But I'm just assuming for these smaller agencies, all you have is patrol. So you may be able to do the things you like on your own time, but you're not specialized in it. So I think if you know what you want to do, I think it's great if you can find an agency that allows that movement. But if you don't, then what do you do?
Exactly. Well, I mean, where I'm at now has a traffic unit, and they primarily work at night, and they work 4 days a week. They work four tens. And all they do is get drugs and guns and go to calls. They don't work wrecks, which is fucking cool. Because, but I got so burned out with just running traffic. I got offered to go to traffic, but I turned that down just to the simple fact that I got burned out with it.
Do you want to do this is a little unplanned. Do you want to do a poorly made police news update?
Fuck it, let's do it.
Let's fucking do it. Okay, so I fucking forgot the fake name that we came up for you. Oh, Duper, the fucking joke. The fucking joke of the century. Duper here is a long time, so he may remember this podcast. Do you remember the podcast I did where we talked about the Goon Squad?
Yes,
Okay,
I
so, and
do.
again, I apologize, everybody. This podcast is coming out a month after I record it. So we're a little slow on the news here, but I did want to do a little news update. Is the fucking the Goon Squad. So these guys in Mississippi deem themselves the Goon Squad, which somehow, I mean, didn't really, I mean, it's in the news now, but it just didn't make the headlines. It really should have. Fucking beat the shit out of these dudes with no fucking cause. It was a bad situation. I'm not going to rehash the whole thing because I did a whole podcast on it.
Yeah, because
But,
that was the one where the gun in the mouth and all that
oh
shit too,
yeah,
right?
all kinds of fucked up shit. So this comes out of AP in as of 2 days ago. A federal judge on Thursday finished handing down prison terms of about 10 to 40 years for six white, you got to put that in there though, former Mississippi law enforcement officers who pleaded guilty to breaking and entering a home without a warrant and torturing two black men in an hours-long attack that included beatings, repeated uses of stun guns, and assaults with a sex toy before one of the victims was shot in the mouth. So what I have to say to that is good. Those guys are fucking scumbags, and I'm glad they're going to be in jail for a long time.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Fuck those guys. And there's your poorly made police news. All right. So now we're going to do something a little different. I saw this video on the internet machine, and I thought his take was so bad that I wanted to fucking talk about it because it pissed me off so much. Now, maybe I'm wrong on what my take's going to be on this, so we can have a discussion on it. Maybe I'm completely right, but I'm gonna play a little video for you. But this guy's talking about if you have kids is the first thing he says. Okay, here we go.
Newsflash, you shouldn't be having time for a hobby. If you're doing your job as a dad and you're doing a job as a husband, where are you finding time for hobbies? I flushed my hobbies down the toilet the second we had a kid, and I'm only getting back into them now that I can bring my kids with me and we can do it together. Otherwise, why would I take the little margin of life I have left and open and available and go do a hobby? Are hobbies bad? No. Can they be life-giving? Absolutely. Should you have one? Maybe. I don't know. Does that mean you should not have fun? No. But it means that you are focusing the primary energy input and output on into your wife and your children and making a culture thrive there.
All right. What's your take on that?
Well, I have kids, and I did throw away my hobbies to take care of my kids because my kids are feral swamp rats. I love them to death, but they are wild as hell, and some days they're just a little too much. You still have to have your hobby, no matter what you do. You got to have time. You got to make time for yourself, or else you go fucking insane and then try to pull a Cobain or something.
I don't know. I kind of think Courtney Love did that, but
yeah. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Or, you know, I would say Epstein, but Epstein didn't do it. But yeah,
by the
it's
way,
just,
by the
it's
way, real quick, I got a real quick Kurt Cobain joke. I had a buddy of mine who texted me and was like, "Hey, do you know this guy? I'm trying to get a gauge for him." I said, "I don't really know this guy. You might ask Kurt Cobain." And he's like, "I fucking hate you."
That's great.
Anyway, go on.
But it's, you got to have your hobbies. Yeah, you might not have to do it. You might not get to do them all the time, but you got to make at least an hour for yourself to do something every once in a while. You got to stay grounded, or else you'll get high strung, have a fucking heart attack or a stroke, and then somebody else has got to take care of your kids. That's my
Yes.
look on it.
I agree. And I want this guy's getting is Pastor Josh McPherson or some shit is the guy's name. So it's just a fucking reel I came across on Instagram. And he's just getting fucking lit up in the comment section, which, you know, I don't know how much that means. Although there was a few people being like, "Oh, that's the upset that men are beating up on this guy." They're like, "Well, that's how women feel. We're not allowed to have hobbies." I can't speak for people's individual situations, but like, I'm kind of doubtful that your husband's telling you you can't have a hobby. And it, you know, I think as husbands, we should be like checking on our wives, and I'm not perfect, but like, I try to be like, "Hey, do you need, you know, you're gonna need to go out and do something or whatever." Like, you, that's part of like being an adult. Like, it's perfectly okay to have a fucking hobby. Like, this guy's take is fucking insane. Now, should your hobby be so grandiose that you're not spending time with your kids, or that's taking away from like the things, your responsibilities, which, you know, is work and caring for your children and being a good husband? No, but like, to this guy's flat out saying, "Well, you can't have a hobby until you're fucking, your kids are older and you can take them with." Eat my ass, dude. That is a
Oh,
fucking horrible take. Like, I will set my day up. I'll be like, I will fucking wake up early if I have to get shit done that I need to get done so I can go do shit I want to do, which is mostly fishing. I'm like, "All right, it's going to be nice today. I want to fish for a couple hours. This is what I got to do to be able to do that so I don't fucking miss anything." It's like the same idea with like, you know, and I'm reformed in this aspect, but like finding time to like take care of yourself and work out, like be a little creative. Like you can wake up a little early. You can, maybe cut out a TV show. Like, these are, you want to be around, right? To, you got
Yeah,
to take care of
exactly.
yourself. But
Well, and
to say
what a
you
lot of
can't
people
have a
don't
fucking
realize.
hobby. Yeah. Oh, sorry, dude, didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, you're good. What a lot of people don't realize too is, hell, there's so many workout apps nowadays that are free as fuck. You might have, like, one of the apps that I use is a fucking kettlebell app. 20 minutes on that thing, and I want to die. And
Yeah,
it is.
I know you do a lot of Kegels.
Yeah, that too. I mean, you do the Kegel squat stance. You gotta
Yeah.
get them butt cheeks tight. But no, that 20 minutes, it's nonstop workout. And it's, wake up before the kids get up, go in the garage, listen to music, let it run, go take a shower, and the kids are up. I mean, it's not that hard. But as far as like, I mean, I love fishing, and I haven't been in a couple of years because, I got a baby running around the house. But
I get it.
it also takes me 2 hours to get where I go fishing, and there's no cell service. God forbid something happens at home, and it's 12 hours later. You know what I mean? But yeah, I will set up days to, go do things, and he's getting old enough now where. We'll be able to take him. So.
Yeah, like when my little guy was, a lot younger, I didn't have those opportunities, right? Now, my schedule allows it occasionally. And the thing about like a hobby, whatever it is, right? And I'll use my example of like fishing's the thing I'm fucking obsessively can fucking addicted to right now, which is probably a lot better than other things I've been addicted to. I'll give you like a good example is work for myself. Things get a little real sometimes and trying to make the money work and all that stuff. Stressed out about money, all kinds of shit going on, bills piling up, shit everybody deals with, right? We're all kind of in that same boat, the way things are these days. And I was just fucking like so stressed out. And I was like, all right, you know what? Take a couple hours to myself, go out and do this. I went, it was quiet, it was nice, caught a couple small fish, had a great time, came back completely grounded. And the problem still existed. But I got some perspective on it, right? To kind of get
Yeah,
away from it.
you got time to calm down, just think about nothing, and just
Exactly. And
you get gotta get away from it sometimes.
that's what a hobby is all about, is to kind of take you away, let your mind rest for a little bit. It's not a whole lot of thinking go on, except like, all right, where should I cast? That's it, right? There's not a whole lot of thinking going on with fishing. Is it, it's good. But it could be anything, whatever you want to, like whatever your thing is. A lot of guys do wood stuff, that's gay. A lot of guys, work on cars. They whatever your thing is, golf. You gotta have your thing, especially law enforcement, stressful job, you see some fucked up shit. You have, the boss is after you, the public's after you, you don't know what the fuck's gonna happen with election season, whatever stressors you have. Fucking go do your hobby. Don't listen to fucking tool bags like this, dude. Holy fuck.
Yeah. It just that is just absurd. Sounds like you should be what was that group the in Texas that would go around boycotting soldiers' funerals and shit? Sounds like he'd be one of those.
Oh boy. Yeah, those I know who you're talking. I cannot, the name fucking escapes me. I know who you're talking about though.
Westboro Baptist Church.
Westboro, fuck yeah, Westboro, that's right. Yeah, I like that a whole fucking group of bikers kind of came together and they'll fucking go follow these funerals around and keep those fucking assholes out. But the other thing I wanted to talk about this tool, it has kind of been a recent theme, and again, I say this with a grain of salt because I'm an asshole that talks into a microphone telling you what I think about things. I realize that. I feel like a lot of people, like if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I might be like, this is what I believe, but I'm also, I'm open to like being told I'm wrong. Now, I might not always back down, but like I feel at least I'm open to it. Some people are not open to having a conversation or looking at perspectives, not to like toot my own horn or anything. But the inherent dangers of, and this is gonna sound fucked up saying it, like I'm obviously all for free speech, but like be careful who you're fucking listening to on the internet. Like there's some very charismatic people that get a microphone and will just say stuff. It and charisma goes a long way with a weak mind. You know what I'm
Oh, yeah.
saying? And
I mean,
there might have been
with
this
the
guy, it might have been this guy, you know, in the 40s, did some really bad stuff. May have heard of him. Okay. Unrelated. I may have to find another video. I might have to find another video.
some goose stepping going on in the background.
What's goose stepping? I don't even know what the fuck you just said.
The goose stepping, this it's the march.
Oh, I didn't know that's what that was called. Yeah.
That's what my family's always called it, so. But I mean,
Wow. It seems like you know a whole lot about this.
well, you know, when your great grandfather was a terrible mechanic and brought down 42 planes, but I'm just kidding, it wasn't.
Jesus.
Yeah,
Okay,
that was just a terrible joke.
I found the video. I don't know if this is one if this is it, but it's pretty funny. Oh, now here's your ad that you were asking for. Send me money so I can
I
get
did
rid of
make a
YouTube.
mistake during our.
Okay. So, send me money for YouTube Premium. Anyway, here's the video. Enjoy. You don't even need the audio.
I didn't make
God damn it. I'm so stupid. You don't need the visual. You need the audio.
a mistake during our Caturday segment. I used a submitted photo of a cat with an inappropriate name. I don't want to use the name here, but I never intended to hurt or offend anyone by using that picture that was actually just given to me. I understand my mistake and I am deeply sorry. And in the future, I will absolutely be more diligent with this content to ensure it never happens again.
15 degrees below zero right now, so certainly this is kind of weather for the cats. So we've got our Saturday night forecast for you now, where we are featuring Kittler here, thanks to
God
God,
damn
that's
it. How did that fucking get past people to put that on the news?
Do you remember the Malaysian flight one?
Oh, something wrong? Yeah.
Something wrong, bing bang
Yeah.
how. How the hell do you
Holy
get
shit.
that up?
Yeah.
That one was fucking hilarious. Oh.
Should I play that one? I
I
mean, that
mean,
one's
that's
pretty
a.
funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's a
And how.
little fucked up because some people died on that one.
I think a lot of people died on that
Yeah. But
one.
the prank was pretty good.
It was. I'm sure that was somebody that was like
Into
on their
Oh,
way
hey,
out.
look.
For expert help and
Another ad.
100% accuracy guaranteed, visit TurboTax.com. The coroner is still trying to determine the cause of death and whether she was already dead when the truck hit her. We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Lo, Ho Lee Koo, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the
Damn,
pilots on board
dude.
flight.
I've seen it like 10 times and it fucking cracks me up each time. Rest
It's
in
one of
peace
those
to
ones
people
that
that
never
died
gets
on.
old.
Right, yeah. That is some high level fucking prank. I wonder if these guys ever were named or anything, but holy fuck. God damn it. I may not be a fucking good person for thinking that's funny, but it's fucking funny.
And that's enough. You gotta have a dark humor if you gotta, because I've had dark humor since I was fucking 18. I mean, I was in the military at 18 and then worked for the fucking railroad and then came into law enforcement. My dark humor is super fucking dark. I have to hide it sometimes, even at work, because it gets dark. And yeah.
Well, and that's something we've kind of, you know, talked about a little bit here, but it's a coping mechanism, right? You know, I feel like it's a well-documented thing, but fuck, you got to be careful who you fucking tell people shit. You know,
Oh, yeah.
And obviously there's always like a line in the sand, like something's a little too far that, you know, you shouldn't say in public or whatever. But again, it's like the, you know, not having a hobby, like maybe fucking fucked up jokes are my hobby that make me feel better. I mean, the suicide memes, I know it's wrong to laugh at, but those fucking kill me. Pun intended. They fucking crack me up.
They get creative.
I didn't see the meme, but a meme page that you guys have probably heard of, Peach the Fuzz, his page got taken down for a suicide meme, and now he's restarting his page. But I was like, holy fuck, dude, what happened to your page? He's like, oh, a suicide meme. And I was like, oh, that sucks. Those are all the best.
Yeah, and that's what's wrong with society anymore. They can't take a joke, even if it's, you know, a dark joke. Everybody's so damn, I don't know if entitled's the word or just soft.
Well, and it's weird, especially with social media, right? Is Instagram has taken some stuff down of mine that is really wishy-washy. Like I did a 4th of July meme about blowing up your fingers or some. I think I had the word shooting in the meme. The word shooting was in the meme. I don't even remember what it was. And they took it down. And I'm like, Instagram's like the new faces of death anymore. You can't go a fucking fifth reel without seeing somebody blow their head off or whatever weird shit or a car accident. And so you're telling me that word is so offensive. I mean, I got to be honest. So me and Ghostpatch did the acorn patch, which is
fucking hilarious, by the way. And
the coin fucking, we've never sold out of something so fast. I mean, it was incredible how quick that went. I'm really proud of that one, man. We put a lot of thought and effort into that one.
I wanted to get one, and I saw it like 5 hours after the fact, and they were already sold out.
Well, good news. By the time this podcast comes out, hopefully they're back, but they could be sold out again. We'll see. But I was afraid that picture would be taken down because there's a gun in the fucking coin. Like, I just don't, I don't know. And so it's very strange. The weird censorship, right? About like some jokes are okay, some aren't, or is it just there's so much fucked up shit being pumped into Instagram all the time that they can't keep up with it? I mean, that's the internet's really changed, right? The glory days of the internet when it was kind of simple and cheeky and kind of corny, you know, like the internet used to be like this is going to be a fucking weird analogy, but the internet used to be like a Roger Moore Bond movie. Kind of corny, kind of wild. And then, I mean, obviously, like, you had the glass jar dude, you know, the early days of the internet. You had, you know, I never saw that one. I never saw that one, but I've heard about it. You know, you had Two Girls, One Cup. You had Lemon Party. You had all those awful things. But those were like kind of more rare. And now,
everywhere.
The internet's, it's just everywhere. And I got one more side rant to go on before we get to the dumb questions, which I didn't even think about. And then we're talking about the internet and it just came to my mind. OnlyFans. Okay. OnlyFans is crazy. Like, I think I could be wrong, but like, I think there's a lot of fucking people. I'm not going to just say women, but like there's a lot of people, a lot of women on OnlyFans these days. And like, allegedly I've seen some things on Reddit, and a lot of these people on Reddit, like it's just trying to get people to fucking go to their OnlyFans. Right. I don't go to Reddit for porn though, cause that's disgusting. But if I was to go there, I see that sometimes. I think there's going to be a reckoning because, okay, I don't know if this was on a podcast, but it was – okay, I was talking to a dude, and maybe this dude will come on the podcast at some point. But he was talking about where he lives. There's, like, one of the soccer moms. She'll show up to the games, and she has her fucking OnlyFans on, like, their fucking car, right? Could you imagine you're fucking – you know, this kid's little, but like you're fucking in middle school or high school, and and this is where I'm kind of going with the conversation, is people find out your mom's on OnlyFans. Holy fuck. How the fuck do you deal with that kind of bullying? Because you got to know that's there. I just feel like the shoe's going to drop for – there's always a downside to everything, right? And the shoe's going to drop on the OnlyFans to, like, the people that are taking part in that. And look, you live your own life. Like, if that's what you want to do, you want to do, that's fine. I'm not trying to be preachy. But I feel like there might be, like, the shoe to drop to that. Like, the kids that are like, oh, my fucking mom was on OnlyFans. Like, I think it kind of puts you in, like, a weird position growing up on, like, your views on sexuality and all kinds of stuff. And, like, for the people that involve themselves in it, you know, is that one of those things where they're going to be like, oh, boy, like, I really put myself out there, you know, like,
well,
go ahead. What do you want to say?
So I think what's going to happen is it's going to turn into like Europe. Cause I mean, Amsterdam for one, then Germany's red light districts in Berlin and all that stuff. I mean, you got the half of Europe is, you know, they don't have laws on, you know, indecent exposure in some places. So, I mean, it's going to come down to like just a normal everyday thing. So it's one of those things that's, it's weird in general. Like, yeah, it's weird to show up to your, you know, kid's soccer game representing that you get railed on a daily basis or, you know, do God knows what.
Yeah, and it's, I'm not trying to be, here's the thing. A lot of people look at porn. And I'm not saying.
It's like the number one industry, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not saying, it's the oldest industry, in fact, in a sense.
Yes, it is.
I'm not necessarily saying that, I'm not going to say porn's bad. Is it great? No. There's a lot of other things that are worse for you. You know, some people may disagree with me on that, and that's fine. Like, I'm not going to necessarily like look at a female and be like, oh, well, you're fucking slut because you're on OnlyFans. Like, if that's the way you choose to make money and you're mentally, you're good with that and you're cool with that and it's all consenting and all that stuff, like, that's your thing. That's cool. Like, I'm never going to pay for porn. That's fucking ridiculous. I would never do a thing like that. But if you make a living that way and you're okay with that, I'm not saying like you shouldn't be able to make a living that way. I just feel like there's repercussions that aren't going to be thought of. And it's, you know, like, down it's the line, like, type of stuff.
It's kind of like speech. If you think about it, you have the right to free speech all day long, but you don't have the right to no consequences.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I kind of feel bad, and maybe I shouldn't, I don't know. I mean, I do, and maybe there's something I'm not thinking of, but, like, I just feel, you know, especially, like, these people have, like, children and stuff, and people find out that you're on OnlyFans. I mean, I feel like, and this is just me, right? And this is kind of fucked up, like, when you say it out loud. What the fuck are we talking about, by the way?
I don't know. We kind of went way down a couple rabbit holes.
Way down a rabbit hole. I'm not anti-porn, but I just, you know, you have kids that are, you know, like, well, shit, my mom did this. It's weird. And like, let's just say I was a single dude. If I found out that, you know, this lady I've been talking to, I like her, you know, she does OnlyFans. I would probably be like, oh, well, it's not really, I don't think I'd be into that. Like, you know, the way I would look at a relationship is like, that's not really, I wouldn't be cool with that. You know, like, that's kind of like sharing is caring. And I don't know how I feel about that. You know, I'm not, you know, if that's the way you choose to make money and if other people are cool dating you, that's cool. Like, that's their decision. I'm just saying that probably wouldn't be my thing. I feel like that would be a deal breaker for me.
I've always also had a thought. Half of these OnlyFans, how much of them are like getting pimped out to do it?
And that's the other thing, too, is I feel like a lot of that stuff, not all of it, and it's hard to say, like, how, like, I feel like that's a hard thing to know, like, how many people are really consenting to do that? Right? I mean, yeah. And that's the other thing, too, about, like, porn, is whatever you're looking at, like, you know, I know, I feel like there was a big thing, like a crackdown on the hub and stuff, where they're like, oh shit, like a lot of these people are in these videos, they don't want to be on these videos, kind of thing. It's,
yeah, well, I read an article the other day of like some dude just got extradited from Spain for sex trafficking, and apparently he was on the hubs. I think really? I read that today. I have to go back and look, but it was on Facebook somewhere. So, you know, it's gotta be right.
Yeah. If it's on the internet, it's true.
Yeah. If it's on the internet, it's true.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think, but anyway, kind of get back to this whole like internet thing. It's just, it's wild. Like how much is out there and how much of it is, you know, potentially bad information. I guess it's okay. You know, I guess as I think about this, I mean, you should be allowed to like spread your message, right? Like this guy's message is like, I think his heart's in the right place. Like he wants people not to neglect their children, which I think is good, but like, I think it's a bad take. Like, I think he's wrong. Like, I'm not saying he shouldn't be able to say what he says. Like, that's not what I'm saying, but you have this weird, like,
there's a fine line.
There's a fine line, right? Where it's like, the other thing too that I hate, and again, like I do talk about some personal stuff on this, and again, I'm being realistic. Like, I, you know, the whole glass houses. I mean, I have a podcast, right? So who the fuck am I to say any of this stuff? But like, people who put their whole fucking life on the internet, dude, and it's really fucking weird.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like the people who their life is content. That's fucking weird. Like I'm cool with like some storytelling and shit like that, but people that put their entire life, like their life is a reality TV show, and you know, they make their kids do videos and shit. Like it's fucking weird. That might be worse than having your fucking mom on OnlyFans. Is fucking your mom and dad make you fucking do videos for content on fucking YouTube and Instagram and all kinds of shit. Like it's a weird, and the problem is we consume it. Right?
Yeah. Then you turn into like a poor Kardashian situation or something like that. I don't know.
The trailer Kardashians. Yeah. I don't know.
That could be a good sitcom to watch though. But anyways, it's, I don't know. It's very, very odd.
All right, dude. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
We got lost.
We got lost. It's okay. That could be the name of the podcast. We got lost. We need directions back to the podcast. All right. Before my dumb questions, I occasionally forget to ask this, but I'm asking you. If there's anything we didn't get to that you want to get off your chest, you want to bitch about, now is your time. And then if you had anything to ask me, now is also your time.
I don't have anything to get off my chest. I think I got it all off. Most of it, anyways.
Sweet.
Most of the stuff I want to say would dox the ever-living shit out of me. So.
Real. Well, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, so we're not going that route. But I guess for the millions and billions of listeners, you know, it's not always, if a agency calls you back in 8 hours, it might be a red flag. Talk to some folks. Do a ride along with a dude before you get in there. That's pretty much the only advice I got.
I like that. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to the podcast. Attention all law enforcement officers. Looking for a badge as flexible and resilient as you are? Discover Flex Shield by Ghost Patch. Our Flex Shields are not just generic badges. They're custom-made, flexible, metallic emblems designed to replicate your actual badge. Perfect for outer carriers, they come with a durable Velcro backing, making them easy to attach and keep them secure. Looking for a distinguished wallet badge? FlexShield fits the bill. Why choose FlexShield? We offer unmatched quality at nearly half the price of our competitors, and we never charge for mold or setup fees. Plus, we're the only ones offering true dual plating, a testament to our commitment to excellence. Proudly law enforcement owned and operated, we understand what it means to wear a badge. Start your custom order today at ghostpatchcustom.com. FlexShield, the badge of the future. All right. You ready for some dumb questions?
I love dumb questions.
All right. The question that originated is a big fuck you to Saul, which is now, we kind of talked about hobbies. You said you can't go fishing right now, but
not
you,
just yet.
Maybe you get back into it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to ask you what your hobbies are, but I got to ask, what kind of fishing, when you could go, what did you like to do? What were you looking for?
Trout. I was a big trout fisherman. A good rainbow, good brown. That would nothing but like wading in the water.
What is your hobby right now? What do you do to blow off steam?
I've gotten into the whole Warhammer 40K thing.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, that is a fucking rabbit hole upon rabbit holes. I like the books. Some people do it's a tabletop mini game that's been around since the 80s, but there's fucking, I think like 170 books or something on it. It's fucking everywhere.
I haven't even heard of it. What is it called again?
Warhammer 40,000. Space Marines, aliens, and demons. And, you know,
nerd.
Yeah, I'm a nerd. But, you know, something about, you know, a pistol being a fucking grenade launcher, blowing up somebody and then cutting some sort of weird bug in half with a chainsword. It kind of goes somewhere.
Nerd! All right. Hey, man, that's your thing. I won't judge. All right. What is, in your opinion, the best type of sauce?
Probably like a good au jus sauce, you know, like a
what?
Dipping it, like the sauces that you get like for a French dip sandwich. A good au jus, that brown.
Holy shit, people like those? People like those sandwiches?
I fucking love them.
Wow. I fucking forgot about those sandwiches. I forgot they existed because they're so fucking awful. However, I'm going to be honest here. So I remember those sandwiches from like elementary school lunch, and I fucking hated that day.
Well, and you just unlocked the fucking memory.
You unlocked that memory. But to be fair, though, it was probably one of those things because when I was little, I was such. I think every kid is a picky eater. Like, as a kid, I think you're picky or you fucking eat everything. There's no like in between with kids, right? I feel like I saw that. It looked gross. I wouldn't eat it, right? Now, as an adult, I'd probably try it again. Like, my wife makes all kinds of goofy shit, and I'm like, oh, that's not bad. It's fucking edible. As a kid, there's no fucking way. Which, as an adult, you get fucking mad at your kids because we're like, we fucking cooked dinner and you guys are fucking eating, you know, crap. You should need to fucking eat dinner. You can't complain that you're hungry when we made food. But realistically, I know as a kid, I wouldn't have ate it either.
Yeah. Well, but see, my thing is it's, you cook roast in a crock pot, right? Are you a roast guy?
I'm not a roast guy, man.
Okay, so that's probably why you don't like it, because that's pretty much what it tastes like, the juice from it. But I'm also a big fan of that Greek tzatziki sauce that, you know, goes on gyros. Big fan of that, too.
See, that's another thing I've never had. I've never had a gyro.
Missing out.
All right. I'll give it a shot. I used to think they were called gyros, by the way.
Gyro, I think it just depends on which part of the country you're from, but I don't know what the Greek version is, what they say. It might be completely different. It might be row or something. Who knows?
It might be something wrong.
Oh, something wrong.
All right. If you had a little time machine and you could go back in time, would you have gone down the path of law enforcement, or do you kind of wish you would have tried something else?
I would have gone down the path of law enforcement. I wish I could have started earlier, in all reality, because I love it. It's the greatest show on earth. You see something different every fucking day. You see that thing that just goes, "What the fuck are you doing?" And now I can actually say that to people, and just yeah, I'm also a nosy person with fucking ADHD problems, so I mean. Law enforcement's where it's at for me.
So you're still in this time machine. If you could, now granted you haven't been on forever, but you got a couple minutes on. If you could go back and tell your past self what future self knows, you go tell young Duper, what would you tell him? Like, what one thing would you tell him starting out his career?
Be more patient. Be more patient. Let the right agency seek out that right agency. Don't rush things, because I have a bad habit of just rushing things, and I've slowed down a lot. It's helped out. That's probably what I'd slow down, take a breath, take a knee, look from the side, different views.
What is the dumbest thing you did as a rookie?
Oof. I'm technically still a rook, but let's see. I got a gun with a bunch of ammo one day, and somebody told me to that everything with that gun had to go into a different separate evidence bag. So I had 23 evidence bags with single bolt bullets in it.
Ah!
I
That's
mean,
pretty good.
I got got, but it was funny, but I also got yelled at because somebody had to put in a shit ton of ammo that should have been just one piece or one big bag instead of multiple little bags.
That's fucking good.
But yeah, other than that, I was just being new and gullible. But
What
yeah, I haven't done much else.
is the most embarrassing moment of your life?
Oof. I got a lot of them. This one's probably going to answer another one of the dumb questions.
Okay,
I
two for
shit
one.
myself. I shit myself on the way to basic. Left a giant fucking turd and had a ride in a van with like eight other people.
No
That was
shit.
that's yeah. My stomach wasn't feeling right, and the dude wasn't stopping for me to take a shit. And it just slipped on out.
God damn. I you don't strike me as the type, but I know for some people that anxiety can kind of manifest itself with tummy issues, so to speak. And I would imagine, you're young on the way to basic. You had a gyro before and maybe a little French sandwich.
It was actually a Subway sub that
Subway did you
I
wrong? What kind of fucking
Sub.
sandwich?
It was a spicy Italian, and it just it wrecked my stomach. Granted, that was almost 20 years ago.
Oh man, I haven't had Subway in a while. I do like me a spicy Italian. I really like the Cold Cut Trio, but that one would fuck up my gut. It was like Cold Cut Trio is basically bologna, or at least back in the day it was. And I'm one of the few people on earth that fucking love. I love bologna. Like a bologna sandwich is fucking tits. I know it's like the worst meat you can get, but I fucking love bologna.
You ever tried
And
a fried bologna sandwich?
no.
You cut two edges of it and put it on a pan, let it sear. That is
Oh, is it?
slice of cheese on there. It's delicious. It changes the flavor completely for the
Oh,
good.
shit. I may have to check that out. But anyway, it was like eating a cold cut was like fucking like razor blades. Like I'd eat a fucking cold cut and I'd have the worst shit of my life and my stomach would hurt the whole time.
Oh yeah,
Anyway.
it's one of those ones where you pat instead of wipe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hate those, dude. Part of that too, sometimes, you know what's the worst is when you have one of those explosions and it kind of burns anyway, because I don't know why it burns. I assume because it moves through so quick. And when you start out, I've found that the worst shits of my life have not been at home where I have okay toilet paper. Like I don't go all out. Look, man, I make a podcast in my fucking basement. I can't afford the nice stuff. I get Angel Soft, okay? That's all I can afford. But
Hey,
it's
Angel
better.
Soft is good.
It
It's
but
better
it's
than that quarter ply.
yes, it's better than the shit you'll get at a gas station that's like fucking sandpaper. And I feel like when I've taken the worst shits in my life, when I've needed a little extra padding, it's fucking
Never
that.
there.
It's never there, and it makes the whole situation worse. And then if you have one bad shit, you're gonna have a second. It's only a
And
matter of
possibly a
time,
third. And
and
possibly.
possibly a third. And when you're starting out with low quality toilet paper, your butthole's gonna hate you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shit. When I deployed the first 2 weeks, it seemed like everybody had dysentery because just getting used to the food, the climate, just fucking everything. Like the port, you knew a unit came in because the porta johns were overflowing and just, I mean, you would eat and instantly have to shit. There was no holding it. Yeah. But back to the toilet paper. You know what I've always called that quarter ply shit?
No, what do you call that?
John Wayne toilet paper. It's rough and tough, but doesn't take shit off anybody.
I like that. I like that a lot. All right. So we got a two for one there. I'm just gonna ask you now, since we're talking about shit, and we're gonna have to end differently than we normally do. How do you wipe your ass, sitting or standing?
Sitting.
Okay, so you're a normie. Perfect.
Yeah. People that stand up do it. I mean, children stand up. Adults sit.
There's a reason it's a fucking seat. I'm just saying.
Exactly. Or you can get a bidet and have your life change.
Yeah, I have one. I still haven't hooked it up. I'm afraid to change, but I will, and I will report back. I just don't know what toilet to put it on too, and I don't want like the kids fucking with it and like the baby, drinking from it or something, I
That's
might be
the cool new
overthinking
water
all of
fountain.
that. Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Basketball?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh God, I love that movie. Let's see, where are we at here? All right, dildo story. You got a good on-duty dildo story?
Was about a month where every wreck that I went to, or every person that I locked up had a dildo, or a dildo was rolling down the street.
The dildo streak.
There was a dildo streak. Every car had one. I think the funniest one was had a meth head on moped that ran into the side of a minivan. And I get there. Meth head's fine because, meth heads and crackheads, they can only kill each other or themselves. They'll survive everything. So, but I'm there, FD's on scene, making sure everybody's, okay. And it's in the middle of the road. So they got it blocked off. But there's this huddle of them, just like penguin walking down the street. Well, what happened is this vibrating dildo had turned on and was vibrating down the road. And they were just following it, giggling it like a bunch of fucking 5-year-olds. It was fucking comical.
I mean, that is kind of funny.
It was funny as shit.
Yeah.
And then there was one. We stopped this dude and searched his car, and he had a box. Like, he was sitting on a box under his driver's seat. Like, he's in the driver's seat, but he's sitting on the box of about 100 different dildos.
Was there a dildo up his ass, though?
I don't know. I didn't take him to jail, and I didn't ask. I opened it up, saw what it was, closed it, and I was like, you have fun with that. Pat my buddy on the back and left.
I feel like we've had a streak of, like, guys telling stories about fucking dudes. Well, not about fucking dudes, I should clarify. But about, you know, running into, like, stopping cars and the guy has a fucking dildo up his ass. That's never something I ran into. I mean, I guess maybe I wasn't checking hard enough. I don't know.
I mean, one of my friends at county before I moved over, I'm at the jail with a drunk. You know, I'm sitting there writing up all my paperwork, get them in processed. She comes in with two other deputies and this dude strapped to a chair, and she's got this like specimen cup. She's holding it up like she won a fucking trophy. And I look at her, I was like, what the fuck's wrong with him? She goes, well, this had to be surgically removed, and it's like one of those little tiny, like, finger, like, pinky-sized dildos that he had lost up his asshole in the middle of the ride over to the jail, so they had to go remove it surgically.
Nice.
But, yeah, that was, I mean, anymore, it's so fucking common, it's just another day.
Well, people have their fucking OnlyFans, and they're just getting fucking way too excited and can't control themselves.
I guess. I mean, I still giggle when you see that one that's the size of a horse cock. But you know, it's. I mean, I'm not that mature. I'm still pretty immature. I mean, hell, there's a planet I laugh at every time I hear the name or see the name.
That also could be the name of the podcast. All right. The next question I have for you is the funniest prank or funniest moment on the job.
So I don't have any good prank stories for on the job. I got one from deployment.
Fuck it. I'm here. Let's do it.
So one of my guys had a his birthday it came up. Well, we had this prank war going on for probably 3 months. And, you know, super glue the shower shoes to the floor. Somebody steps in them, goes take off and, you know, rip out the shower shoes and they're still stuck to the fucking floor. You know, ratchet strap, you know, the bunk to the fucking ceiling with their fucking wall locker on it. But the best one was somehow I found a blow up sex sheep. Like a blow up doll, but it was a sheep.
Really?
Yes.
That's disgusting. Where?
It's disgusting, but
that is gross.
It was funny as shit.
By the way, who's banging fucking sex dolls? Holy fuck. The blow up dolls? Who's fucking banging those things? That's exactly. So bad. Ooh. Anyway, go on.
But so we got it and we put it in his bed. And, you know, a bunch of soldiers that are just fucking weird and have nothing else to do. Nobody fucked it in the tent that I was in. But, you know, they'd finger it and, you know, just be like laughing at it. But he threw it away. And 10 minutes later, it was gone. Just don't know where it fucking went. And then about 3 months later, it reappears. Somehow this thing had made it across fucking Bering twice. And like it just kept reappearing in random ass places. So it was just weird. It's not really that good of a prank, but you know.
Well, it's like the girls have like the sisterhood of the traveling pants or whatever the fuck it's called. The boys have the brotherhood of the traveling sex doll.
Then I guess ba means no, I guess.
Who?
But, yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, I didn't have anything. I was just making noise.
That's what she said. Who inspired you the most? Now, this is a new question, a little serious question, or not, I don't know. But, you know, and this doesn't have to be a cop. It could be a cop, but and to kind of lead it off, you know, because I was thinking about this. Like, I like to kind of take a little bit from a lot of different people. Not like Robin Hood. Well, kind of like Robin Hood. I'm like, I'm trying to rob people's good traits, right?
It works.
You know, it's like the whole thing where, like, you know, you go to FTO and they say, hey, take what you like from each one of your FTOs and, you know, kind of mold that into who you're going to be as a cop, which that's only three people, depending where you work, maybe one person. There's a lot of things you can take from people, right?
Yeah.
So to ask, like, the one person that inspires people or, like, you know, was the biggest influence on your life? That's a hard question to ask, but I'm going to fucking do it anyway.
So
I would say my dad on my end, but who do you got?
On my end, it'd be my grandfather. I mean, my grandfather, he held my family together. He was the one that played all the pranks. No matter how juvenile they were, but they were funny as hell and usually in inappropriate times. Hard worker. I mean, the man, when he retired, started selling books on Amazon before Amazon started selling everything but books. I mean, he had to be doing something. He had this hum that he would do all the time, and everybody around him that heard it usually had a better day. Yeah, it'd be my grandfather on that one.
That's cool, man. That's really cool.
Now, granted, he was like a modern day Bill Dance. He was clumsy as shit. He would trip over everything. I mean, hell, he had squirrels steal his shoes one time.
That's some hillbilly sounding shit.
And the thing is we weren't in a hillbilly area. We had some big ass squirrels, and he left his, garden shoes out there in the yard one day, or on the back porch, and look out back, and the squirrel's dragging it off.
There's only one song to be played there.
Yeah.
What's the proudest moment of your career?
So my proudest moment is. So the county that I worked in, we were tied in with another county. And this one might give me up, but I don't care. It's a fucking good story. Got a FBI bolo for a kidnapper with a kid that was coming down. It came out for the adjacent county. But me, having a little bit of experience at the time, I was like, well, the FBI is really fucking slow. So I'm going to sit right here on the interstate and just watch. I parked my car right in the gore. I wasn't parked, but a minute and a half. Hell, when you watch the video on it, I'm still, when I actually turn my lights on, I'm still backing up to park. And this car passes me by itself, rush hour traffic. And I got the dude and the kid in my car after I spotted the bolo by myself in 3 minutes.
That's fucking cool, man.
So that one, I got a career stop out of that. So I can't. I'll never probably have that again. But, you know, it's still a good one.
The coolest thing I ever did, I think, was very early on in my career. And I was like, oh, cool. This is what it's all about. It's not. I got
it's
fucking
not.
Lucky. I had a cool thing happen very early.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite dead guy call?
So, favorite dead guy call. I got a couple of favorite dead guys, but a couple of them are not when I was working as law enforcement. But I'll do my call. So we had a motorcyclist that was on parole or something. He was driving drunk, like sideswiped some chief of police that was there for a seminar, and took off, hit a curb, and launched himself off the motorcycle head first into a tombstone. I think I like that one just due to the fucking irony of it. But we had some dude try to run across the train in front of me one time, and we're doing 50 miles an hour in this area, and he tries to beat the train on foot, and he's a heavier set gentleman, doesn't move too fast, and well, we smacked him, and as a conductor, train goes into emergency. When all the brakes go down, you got to walk the entire length of the train, which is 2.5-3 miles one way. So get back and, call our dispatch saying, hey, call law enforcement. Well, we hit a trespasser. Like, can you describe him? I was like, yeah, he's the dead guy. Looks like a jellyfish on the side of the road. Because, I mean, we pulverized every bone in his body. But, that's pretty much it. And I will say this. Don't lay in the tracks, because you will roll. Somebody will get rolled up for miles.
Oof. Ghost or alien stories? You got anything there?
Oh, I got a couple, actually.
Okay.
So, family trip to Gettysburg when I was like 14, 15.
Was it 4 score? Never mind. That was a bad joke.
I mean, it could have been. But we were at this ditch, and my family was into the ghost hunting thing. And we actually got a picture of an apparition at one of the houses. It was kind of cool. But we were standing on this bridge just talking over this, it's called the ditch, and something's getting thrown at us. Like, you hear it dinging off the fucking railing and landing on the road, but there's nothing on the road that to make it land, and then you get hit with it. That's probably the best one I got. Alien stories. There's just some unexplainable shit up in the northern part of where I work. Seen some flashes of light that are unexplainable, that make no sense.
But, probably just some chick on OnlyFans doing something weird, some weird request.
I mean, that's the hillbilly area up there, so.
Oh, those are meth explosions then.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it. Meth explosions mixed with moonshine stills.
Yeah.
Moonshine and meth.
Moonshine and meth. Good sir, in your humble opinion, what is the best patrol car of all time?
The Crown Vic. I mean, it's a damn staple of law enforcement. And that car can eat. Let her eat. Fuck.
Well, dude, since we already talked about shit in your pants and we've confirmed you're not a liar, we've done it. We've come to the conclusion of this very poorly made police podcast. Do you have any words of wisdom for the millions and billions and trillions of listeners out there?
Mm-hmm. For the quadrillions of listeners, I think I've already said my words of wisdom.
I got some. Don't piss in the wind.
Oh, yeah. Never piss in the wind, and don't piss uphill. I'll just get your feet wet.
Yeah. Well, kids, thanks again for listening to another poorly made police podcast. Can't do it without you guys. Facebook and Instagram fucking do not like podcasts, apparently. Or maybe it's because I'm lazy and I don't put clips up. I don't know. But if,
you think somebody will enjoy the podcast, make sure to spread the word, and we'll keep doing these up and talking to you lovely people all over the country and telling your stories of running over people with trains. Make sure you're supporting the fine sponsors of the podcast, because without them, again, this wouldn't exist. And then, as mentioned before, check out all the fun stuff me and Ghost Patch are doing. We did the Acorn Coin, got all kinds of fun shit planned. We're always doing new shit. And we got some stuff we're working on that I'm pretty excited about. So all the things. But with that said, remember, God damn it, I had a good one thought up and I didn't fucking write it down. With that said, remember, at some point, you need to just write shit down because you're getting old. Get a fucking pad and a piece of paper, or you'll be fucking dumb like me and forget shit. I love most of you. Bye-bye. Fuck. It's good, too. I know it was. It's too late now. It's whatever that thought was, is fucking gone forever. It is gone.
Ugh, you gotta love it when that one just, like, just... You had it, and then just poops.